Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? This is Brother Carson. I'm your host here for Mad Dads Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. We got a good topic for you guys. But first, before we get into the topic, make sure you guys come and check us out tonight at 5 o'clock here at the Urban Ventures. We are located 3026 4th Avenue South Minneapolis. Again, we are located 3026 4th Avenue South Minneapolis at 5 o'clock. You can go ahead and bring. We definitely have child care for your kids. And we also have a nice hot meal for you guys if you haven't ate. So just make sure y'all come check us out. Sit down with us. Join a parenting class. You can join us at we have our sessions where we meet up every Tuesday at 5 o'clock where we can go and we meet up and we talk about what's going on during the week, what we need help with, and we pray about it, talk about it, all kind of stuff at the support group. So make sure y'all come and check us out. Also, be sure to stay clear and watch for the Mad Dads on the Metro line today. They will be on the bus route all day today, or all week rather, and just make sure y'all say hi or sign up with us and just get involved with the Mad Dads and make sure that you guys are showing us some love whenever you can. Make sure you check out our website, which is www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. If you want to make a donation to help us keep afloat so we can continue fighting for our community, then definitely check out our website. Again, it is www.MinneapolisMadDads.org, and you'll see the donate button. Today's topic is nice. We are talking about a family that plays together. Now, I'm sure you're all familiar with that phrase, a family that prays together stays together. And that rings so true. And, you know, and I also put family that plays together for this particular reason. Because I don't think a lot of our families, especially in the urban community, we're not having those game nights. I can tell you that my family, we used to always have our game nights, you know, when we were little. We never really had a specific day, but we always bust out the board sometimes, and we all would play, you know, Sorry or, you know, Connect Four or whatever. We used to do that stuff, and it was fun, and it kept us close, and we're tight-knit because of that to this day. So I think it's important that families will find time to have play nights, you know, with the whole family. You know, little things like that keeps a family strong, keeps the bond, you know, very tight, because, you know, the familiarity is important, especially when it comes to a household, because believe it or not, you know, without that kind of connection, that's when there's room to stray away, and that's something we want to try to avoid, especially when we are trying to raise our kids to be, you know, decent people in this world today. I mean, we all know what kind of influence is out there. You know, we don't want them to be influenced by outside, you know, intruders, I like to call them. But in reality, it's almost impossible to kind of shade your child away from that kind of stuff. But, you know, let's make our kids, you know, more susceptible of knowing and understanding how, you know, the older adults are as far as how to be a person, how to be a decent human being, and by staying close to it, staying tight, you know what I mean? So that's what that playtime comes in. You know, that prayer is also important, too. A family, again, a family that prays together stays together, and, you know, prayer time is great. Having that, you know, teaching your kids how to pray, how to talk to God, it really sets them to really, you know, understand the importance of prayer and exalting God, you know, talking to God, you know, with prayer, you know, every night, every morning, every second that you get to yourself, you know, that kind of prayer, that kind of talking, that kind of intimate, you know, session you have with the Lord, it's important. It's important for the parents, for parents out there, if you're listening, it's important that you teach your child this. And I'm not necessarily saying preach to them, but teach them the gospel, but teach them in a way that they will understand so that they can pick on the praying for themselves, and that they can pick on all that stuff for themselves, and so that can be a natural thing for them as they go on life. But, you know, little simple things like that. Another thing that my family used to do, which keep us close to this day, will be that family time, that dinner time, you know, when we're all at the table, We're not separated in different rooms and, you know, watching TV and all that stuff. But that time at the table, we're all sitting there talking about how our week is going and talking about what's going on in school and things like that, laughing and, you know, and, you know, I know some families do that, you know, maybe in the holidays or whatever, but let's try to do that every night. Let's have a family table time when we eat dinner every night. It makes it closer and also gives a parent a window into what's going on in their child's life right now. You know, what kind of music that they're listening to. I'm sorry, I just had there's a pause that just happened just now. I think my computer just froze up for a second. But what kind of music that your child is listening to? What kind of, you know, TV that they're looking at? You know, anything like that. It gives you a window, it gives you an opportunity to ask questions to your child. You know, that way it doesn't seem like there's, you know, a reason to keep secrets or anything like that. And I'm not saying that the child will tell you everything at the table, but for the most part, it will make that person happy, your kid happy to talk, you know, tell you about what's going on in his or her life. And it's a great thing to do. You know, little stuff like that. I also did some search around this website called eHow, and the topic on this one, on eHow, is bring your family closer together. Now, I'm going to hold on for 1 second. I'm just going to get this stuff ready. And on this eHow relationship type of website, or eHow is actually more of an instruction type website, it talks about a number of things that you can do to bring your family closer. One of them is what I just talked about, that dinner time, that table time, that family table time that happens for dinner, that you sit down and talk. They list as number two that about once a week have a movie night, either in the theater or at home. If you have a large family, have a movie night or a home may be affordable and realistic. Make some popcorn, lay out some bean bags, get comfortable, and let a movie begin. I know that to be very true, too. I always did like movie nights with my family. It's a really great thing because, you know, watching a good movie with a family is always good. You know, there's always talking, there's always laughing, and for the most part, it's not really about us watching the movie, but it is a good thing to, you know, to just be there and watching it together or just being together, you know, for an extended period of time. You know, sometimes you can watch a new movie or an old movie that you've seen a million times, but the important part is that you're together with your family so that it's not, you know, again, that separation thing doesn't come about or does it, you know, intrude on your lifestyle. So it's a great thing to have things like movie nights. They're also talking about attending special activities for each family member. For example, if you have a child in school program, bring everyone so that they can learn to provide support for each other. If someone is in baseball, bring everyone to cheer to your family member. You know, if your child is doing sports and things like this, spelling bee or soccer, whatever kind of activity you got your child into, make sure that you are that child's biggest cheerleader. You know what I mean? It brings a sense of not wrongful pride, but it brings that proud, you know, that pride to them and makes them proud, you know, and it gives them that boost of confidence. And it's a great feeling for a young person to have confidence within themselves, because how many of our young people have you seen on the streets without that confidence in themselves, and they take on a separate identity that does not belong to them, you know, and it happens too often. So we got to make sure that, you know, we bring that sense of confidence to our child, and not so much so that they're, you know, arrogant, but just enough so they can believe in themselves and understand that they can do whatever they want to do if they can just believe in themselves. You know what I mean? So make sure you do that. Develop interests that everyone can share. Things like martial arts, you know, or somebody's taking, again, baseball lessons or whatever. Make sure that you guys develop interest that, you know, you guys can take off for one another. You know what I mean? It's one of them great things. Again, it brings confidence within that child. You know, make sure you sit down and talk with them. Now, I understand some parents out there are, you know, good friends, quote unquote, with their kids, and there's nothing wrong with that as long as you are being a parent too to that child. You don't want to just be friends with your kids. You also want to be, you know, the parent. You want to be the dominant figure as far as who's running this household, because the more and more you are to a friend to your child, the more and more that's how your child is going to look at you as in that parental figure or that parental aspect about the relationship would not exist, or it will almost not exist, you know, or take them seriously. So you can't just be friends with your kids. You also got to make sure that you are a parent and that you are there to parent and not just be the child's friend. So, you know, all these parents that I'm seeing out there, that their kids get in trouble all the time and you just bail them out, no punishment, no questions asked, you know, all that kind of stuff, it has to stop, because that's just developing your child into a negative outlook on life, a negative lifestyle, you know, because technically that would mean that their child grew up without a parent. That child can grow up with a friend, and that's just not a good thing. You definitely want to set the standards of saying, hey, this is what you can do. I'm your friend, I'm your buddy, but I am mostly and mainly I'm your father or I'm your mother. You know what I mean? So you got to make sure you establish that, look, I am your parent, you know, not just your friend. Once a month or, you know, go out to a dinner, things like that as a family, you know. Not someone else worry about the food prep. You know what I mean? So you can sit back and relax, you know, order food, talk, laugh. You know, I've always had a great time when I'm with my family. You know, we go somewhere like Denny's or something like that. It doesn't have to be anywhere fancy, or it can even be McDonald's, just to go out and, you know, and just have lunch or something or dinner or whatever. You know, it's a great thing because, you know, it's fun, you know, just to be there with your mom and your dad and your brothers, and you talk about stuff. And I know one thing I've enjoyed doing is, you know, when we go to them places like that, I love when my mom talks about our family. You know, it's not bad things, but just things, you know, funny situations that happen, funny stories. It's just one of those things that just make your family stronger, you know. I think we are losing our way. I think we are definitely losing our way when it comes to, you know, what we need to be doing as far as being a close-knit family. We're losing our way, and it's evident within our kids these days. You know, what are our kids about today? And I mean, it's not all the kids, you know, and it's not just the urban youth, don't get me wrong, but what are our kids about today? Who's motivating them? If you're not motivating them, hopefully a teacher is. If the teacher's not motivating them, then who is? Is Lil Wayne or all these other rap artists or bad influences influencing your kid? Or do you want to step in and be your child's hero? Because we have way too many absent parents, probably too many friends or just absent period that's going on, that's spawning these kids, and these kids are not motivated to do the right thing because negativity is all that they're taught. So we have to reverse that effect and teach them positivity. Teach them that they can do anything that they want to do. Teaching them that, you know, it's good to be on top of your grades. It's good to be courteous. It's good to be polite. It's good to look, you know, well put together. It's good to be well managed. It's good to have things on your own. It's good to own a business. You know, it's good to be smart. Instead, we're letting kids be influenced by things that's telling them it's cool to get money, get fast money, sell crack, kill, murder, you know what I mean? All this kind of stuff. Be disrespectful to your elders and all this, you know, curse, you know what I mean? You know, speak very foully, you know, degrade yourself, degrade women, degrade others, you know what I mean? We letting that influence come in and attack our children. And that's not what we're about. We shouldn't be about that. So, family, I'm telling you today, you know, it's time for us to be more strong-knitted together. We need to be more close-knit together. That's why I named this a family that plays together, stays together, because it's the truth. You know, the prayer is important, the playing is important, being there for your child is important. You know, I've heard of parents not coming to, you know, PTA meetings. You know what I mean? I've heard of parents not coming to meet their teachers. And, you know, I've heard of parents who's not really involved in the child's life as far as grades and all this kind of stuff. That's not being a parent. That's setting your child up for failure. But thank God for parents who are doing their thing, who are supposed to be, you know, who are doing their thing as far as raising a child. And if you don't know how to really be a parent, that's okay. But at some point, you have to learn. It's not really okay to not be a parent if you have kids and you're trying to be a parent, you don't know what to do. No, get some help. And that's where Mad Dads come in. You know, we have family time parenting class every Tuesday. That's going to be tonight, 5 o'clock. Located 3026 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. That's where we're going to be tonight, 5 o'clock. If you feel like you need to have parenting classes, then definitely come check us out. Mr. Jack Schroeder is the instructor there. And, you know, there's a lot of insights that wise man can give to you. You know what I mean? And a lot of people might say, well, what if you're young and you don't have kids, but you just want to have the skills too? That's even better. That's even better. If you're a young person, you don't have a child yet, or maybe you're about to have a child, then you might definitely want to plan ahead. This is what your family should come in at. And if your family is not reliable, then seek another family. You know, seek that parenting class. Seek someone that can help you and teach you and mold you into the right parent that you're supposed to be. Because that's what advancing is all about. You know what I mean? But find time to, you know, talk with one another. I think we are missing that more important aspect. We're not talking to each other. You know, what happened to the family that's always talking? You know, what happened to the family that's going to be, you know, talking about what's going on with their week and, you know, what's happening and, you know, all the good things that's going on? And what happened to that? You know what I mean? But I definitely want to hear from you. If you are listening, I do have the chat line open, and you can definitely, if you want to chime in and talk to us a little bit about this subject here, you can definitely give us a call in at 1-347-215-9262. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. I got the chat line open, the chat room, rather. I got that open. If you want to talk and you can't necessarily dial in, but you are at your computer desk and you have a question or two, you can definitely chime in with the Mad Dads chat line. I do have it, and I will be responding if you were to chime in. So I definitely can't wait to hear from you. We got 10 minutes left on the clock for today's episode, for today's session. But we're going to go back to our 4 hours. Pretty soon, people, right now, financially, we are, you know, we just need some help. So if you want to make a contribution to the Minneapolis Mad Dads, you can definitely go to our website. Again, that's www.minneapolismaddads.org. You can go to the donate button and make a healthy contribution to our company if you definitely want to be a part of the movement. And so we can continue doing our thing. But Mad Dads will continue to always do our thing, you know, no matter what. We always find a way. And, you know, and our main purpose for the Minneapolis Mad Dads is to help the community. But we serve God. And when you serve God, you definitely have the full advantage, you know, of His will being done. You know what I mean? So definitely if you want to get involved, you can hit us up, or maybe you can come tonight to our Tuesday night support meeting, which again is at 5 o'clock tonight, located 3026 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. Again, we are located 3026 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. Definitely check us out if you want to be a part of the movement. But there are so many things that we can do to stay close-knit as a family. And there's a lot of things that we lost our way in. Generational-wise, I think that, you know, television may have played a role in distraction. as far as, you know, eating with the family, you know, dinner time with the family. I definitely think so. I think that's definitely one of the main things. But for the most part, we know how to turn off the TV and we know how to sit at the table. You know what I mean? So let's start doing that. Let's start doing those type of things. One thing that my mom, you know, my family, what we do is we have our Sunday dinner. And I'm not talking about Sunday dinner with a lot of fatty foods or anything like that, you know, bad, you know, high cholesterol type foods. No, we have our healthy meals. It's not just, you know, pork or anything like that, because we have to definitely take care of ourselves, especially as black people, you know. We definitely have our Sunday meals, and we keep it proportionate. We make sure that everything on there is right nutritional-wise, and that we keep it on a strict way instead of going overboard with it. So, but we do have our Sunday dinners, and we come together, and we eat together, and we talk together, laugh together, and just love being with, you know, each other. It's a great feeling. It's a great thing. You know what I mean? So definitely, I would love for you all to, I challenge you all to do that. If you are a parent and you're listening, I challenge you to do that. I challenge you guys to do that. I definitely want you guys to, you know, just sit there and be together, you know, talk, you know, have conversations about what's going on in school, anything. You know, a family that prays together stays together. Teach a child prayer, how to talk to God. You know, teach a child the gospel. That's one of the most important gifts you can ever give to a child. You know what I mean? Being there as a parent and a friend, you know, it's all a wonderful thing. So I'm glad you guys was listening in today. We got 8 minutes left on the clock. If you guys want to chime in and talk to me about this topic here, I definitely want you guys to give us a call. Again, we are 1-347-215-9262. Again, if you want to call in and talk to me, Brother Carson, I'm your host. You can definitely give us a call in at 1-347-215-9262. Also, I got the chat room open. If you want to type in a question or if you want to make a comment, you can definitely hit us up on our chat room. I will be looking at them for the remainder of the show today. If you have anything that you want to say or that you want to comment on, just make sure that you hit up the chat room or you can give us a call again. But definitely, you know, I know many ways that can actually destroy a family, you know, a family that's trying to be close-knit together. There are many things that that can definitely be, you know, messed up. Make time for your family, you know. No one ever laid on their deathbed wishing that they had spent more time at work. You know what I mean? Definitely, definitely make time for your family. You know, it's just one of those things that it's just, you know, you can't really do without them. So make sure you make time for your family. You know, some people may have these great jobs that just take them away from their family. Well, time is changing. You know, make time for your family. You know, another thing, make activities fun, not formal. You know, make sure that playing the game of sorry doesn't turn into an arguing match, a screaming match. You know what I mean? Make sure that it is fun. You know, you have fun with your kids or you have fun with your wife or whatever. Make sure that the activity is fun. And also be creative. It doesn't take money to bring a family together. Just ideas and activities, you know. Being together doesn't necessarily that you, you know, don't mean that you always got to take your child to Chuck E. Cheese. You know, you can be at home. It just got to be fun and creative. And that's all a family needs, to have fun. That's all we ever needed, you know, when I was little, when me and my brothers, when we were little, you know, my mom and dad were always creative on things. And we never did have that much money, but we always had fun, and we thank them. We thank them for being creative and having ideas. I remember one time I was coming home from school. We was coming home from school, and we walked in, you know, the front door, and mom came to us, and she said, I want you guys to go put on your swim trunks. We got a surprise for you. Now, this is a hot summer day. you know, we always were, we were asking for a swimming pool. We wanted her to give us a swimming pool, you know, but financially we just didn't have that kind of, you know, money to get a pool. But she said she has this prize for us to put on our trunk, our swim trunk. And we went outside, and they had rigged this pretty much a mist, or, you know, kind of like a mist forest type thing going on, where they had the water holes and everything, and it was all misty, and they had water everywhere spraying, super soakers everywhere. And, you know, we had a blast, and it didn't take much money, it didn't take much time, and it was just fun. You know, one of the funnest days we ever had. You know, so it's just one of those things. All you have to do is be creative, you know. You don't necessarily have to always have to bring your kids to Disney World or anything like that. Just be creative. You know, be there for your child. You know, get them involved. Also, if you are a parent and you want to get involved, you can definitely get involved with the Minneapolis Mad Dads. And if you got kids, get them involved with you. If you want to outreach, but you want to outreach with your kids, bring your kids with you to outreach. And I promise you they will have fun, you know, holding the signs up, having the cars honk and all this stuff. They will have fun. They will have a blast. Definitely bring your kids to outreach. Have fun with us. Spend a day with you. You know, things like that, activities like that is a great thing for your child. So just definitely, you know, spend time with your family. Like I said, no one ever spent time on their deathbed and wish that they spent more time at work. No one. You know, I can't think of anyone who would actually think that, you know. And if somebody was to think and wish that they wanted to spend more time at work, really never did have a family, or, you know, that person missed out on a very beautiful blessing, you know what I mean? So, but I definitely want to challenge you all, whoever's listening today, I want you all to try those methods. Definitely try those methods. They're very good ideas. They're very fun ideas. It's a great thing for your kids to pick up on a lot of moral support, a lot of moral things, a lot of teachings. They can pick up on that stuff because of these, you know, family things, because of family being close-knit together, because of family playing together, praying together. So, but I thank you all for listening. Those who still have a question, we have 2 minutes on the clock remaining for today's episode. If you want to chat, we got the chat room open. We definitely got the phone lines open if you want to call in. If not, that's okay. We have show every Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on blogtalkradio.com/Minneapolis Mad Dads. And all you have to do is tune in and listen in if you want to. If you call in, I'm definitely going to call you out and say, listeners on the line. All you have to do is tell me, hey, I just want to listen in. I love the show. And then I can keep that in mind and write it down as a listener. So, but again, we have 1 minute on the clock. If you want to call in and talk, say something, you can definitely go ahead and give me a holler whenever you want. But that is all right there. Our cue is for 90 seconds now, but I want to thank you all for listening in for the show. I definitely want you all to come back every Tuesday. I want you guys to come back next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Thank you, and God bless you all. This is Alex, also known as Brother Carson, here on Mad Dads Radio on blogtalkradio.com, and I will pray out within the rest of the 60 seconds. Father God, thank you for having us to have the show today, and thank you for allowing the ears to listen, allowing people listening in and taking something from this, Father God. I pray that somebody listening and want to apply everything that they heard on today's show and to their household so that they can be close-knit and more tight and, you know, together as a family, Father God. I thank you for my family, Lord, and everything that you have provided for me. And I thank you for the Mad Dads family, Lord, that you provided for me. God bless you, everybody who listened in, and the church said amen. Tune in next Tuesday, 1 o'clock. God bless.